Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. Hi out there. Welcome back, everybody. It's Friday. You made it. We're going to do things a little bit differently today. So Alex is moving into his new place. I think we might have talked about it last episode. So he is not here today, but I've got Hannah back with me. We've done a couple other ones, other ones before. Spit it out, Ben.
Hello.
Say hi. And we're going to talk about a little bit older game, but it's a game that we're really fond of. We played a lot together.
It's a game that we've newly discovered again as well.
Yeah.
For like the third or fourth time.
Like third time, I think. Yeah. But before we go into that, I just want to mention our Discord again. Let you guys know I have set that up for anyone who listens to the podcast. You can join. There is no purchase. Discord is free. All you need to do is go to the show notes, the description of this episode. You'll see a link. If you copy that into your browser on your phone or your desktop, whatever, it'll open up and prompt you to go to Discord's app, download it, install it on your PC or Mac. And once you're in there, you can join and talk to us. You can join one of our chat sessions where you can leave a question for the show, or you can just join the general chat and talk with me and Alex about games and whatever you're interested in doing with us. So that's free, and it's there for you to connect with us when we're not doing the show. And maybe it can help us, give us some ideas of what you'd like us to cover on the show. And then if you're new to the podcast, welcome. Basically, our show is about 25, 30 minutes every week on Fridays. And me and Alex just talk about a game that we're playing, or one of us is playing and the other one hasn't really played. It's just kind of a review general gaming show. So with that, we are going to talk about Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
Yay.
Today. Reason why we're talking about this is at the Nintendo show and the Ubisoft show, they showed off the sequel, Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope. It's kind of a Star Wars-y vibe.
I mean,
title.
It's Mario Galaxy is the vibe.
Well, yeah, it was a cinematic trailer, so there was very little gameplay. But it did show off, it has Mario Galaxy elements to it. Rabbid Rosalina is a new character that
joins
the team.
Who I will be playing as, regardless of her abilities, because she looks so cool.
Yeah, she does look really cool. And they've added Lumas. Lumas have now fused with Rabbids, so now there's these weird sparks, I think they're called. And they give players like superpowers. It almost looks like an ultimate move or something like that.
Not as cute as regular Luma. But
yeah, they're
I'll
a little. They got the buck teeth like the rabbits, but it still looks really cool. Gameplay wise, there's still a mystery there. And then the other thing I noticed too is a mystery character. She has like purple and black hair. I don't know if she comes from the Rabbid series. I've only played one Rabbid game on the Wii back in the 06, you know, around that era, and I don't know if that's where she comes from or she's new to this game. It seemed like she was new to this game. They did not say her name, as far as I was aware, in either the Ubi or Nintendo presentations. But yeah, that's about it for that new game. Really excited. It comes out next year. So plenty of time to pick up this previous one, Kingdom Battle.
It comes on sale a lot, too. Like
it's
you can
on
get
sale
it for,
right now.
Yeah, you can get it for extremely cheap.
Yep.
But after we watched the Ubisoft one, immediately, yeah, I was like, okay, we're getting Kingdom Battle back out again and playing this up until the release of the new one, because this game is so great and we've played so many hours.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a tactical strategy-based game. So basically the concept is the Mario Kingdom is all of a sudden one day a portal opens in the sky and all this rabid stuff starts dumping into the universe and it's all mixed and jumbled up and fused together. And now Mario and the gang have to clean it up. And they basically, they treat the Rabbid universe as an alternate universe. And so there are these Rabbids, and they are big fans of the Mario characters. So one of them is Rabbid Mario, and he puts on a Mario hat and a mustache. And he likes to kind of be cool, and he kind of stands against the wall with a little thing in his mouth and stuff. He has that kind of
attitude. Got Rabid Mario, Rabid Yoshi, Peach.
Yep. Rabid Peach.
Luigi. And Rabid Luigi. Is there another one?
No, and that's it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's more, but there's definitely not.
No. That's it. There's just the four Mario characters. So Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Yoshi are on the team. And then the Rabid versions as well. So there's eight characters in total. You unlock them as you go through, and there's four worlds in total. So it's not a really long game, but there are about
there are eight. Hard levels, so yeah. It'll take you a while.
There's about eight levels in each world, and some of those later levels have like three stages to them. So, you know, once you start multiplying that all up, it adds up to a pretty medium
pretty
size
hefty
game.
Story, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't look at my hour total on my Switch, but we played it more than once, so it's probably really high.
Yeah.
But basically, Peach's Castle is the overworld, so it's kind of got an N64 vibe. There's a remix of the N64 Super Mario 64 song playing in the background. And there's like funny things like one of my favorite ones every time is the giant bullet bill, and it has like Rabbids pink underwear, like tidy whities with like cactuses on them or whatever.
That's the
like,
only thing that I'm like, so, ugh, eye roll.
It just looks so funny, and it's very Rabbids. It's very much that like tongue in cheek French humor that the game is known for. And there's just other stuff that's weird about it. Like you go to a washing machine to replay stuff.
It's just a big wacky barrel of fun.
Yeah, there's just weird stuff. But that's kind of the Rabbids franchise is all about. They're like interacting with our real world, I guess, is the idea. But the world one is grass, world two desert, world three spooky trails, which I think is our favorite.
Spooky trails is obvious. It has the banging soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's got really cool mid-bosses.
Yeah.
And except for those ghost rabbits, those mm-hmm. are terrible. But besides the ghost rabbits, it just the atmosphere is really fun. And there's boos that come out.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're just a fan of the spooky stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. And it kind of has a Luigi Mansion 3 vibe to it.
Oh, yeah,
as well, because this boos come out and stuff. A lot of escort missions in that one. World 4 is Lava Pit. And that's the end, and that's really hard.
Ugh, I just block out Lava Pit from memory.
The escort missions sometimes can be annoying. So, like, it'll say, like, escort Toad, escort Toadette. They don't move as very far. So, the game has a grid system, and so you have to move. Your character has only so many spaces they can move ahead, and the Toads are very short. And so, it's like, you move them a little bit, and you have to protect them because they don't have a lot of health, and those missions are kind of difficult, but the normal missions where you're just eliminating, you know, there's basic level grunts, there's mid-level guys, there's mid-level bosses, and then there's even bigger bosses. And so there's kind of, you have to kind of manage all of that. Like some of the bigger ones do more damage to you. The smaller ones might not do as much damage, but
it's a lot of strategy.
Yeah,
you have to be really careful with
it,
because each turn, each character gets one move, one attack, and one special effect.
Right.
So, like, Peach is obviously the healing character. Mario makes it to where he shoots anything that moves on the enemy's turn. So, there's a lot of different variations and a lot of different strategies that you can take.
Yeah.
I'm not big on the strategic portion. For me, I find my characters I like. And, I mean, I can navigate the game, but there's a lot of ways that you can customize the experience to make it as strategic as you want, I guess. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah, I think that what's good about it is in a Nintendo fashion, on a surface level, it's great and it's there for kids and you can play it with your kids if you're, you know, older adult that, you know, you want to play something together. It's not too hard for them, but there is that extra depth there if you really want to get into it. You have to play as Mario in the single player campaign,
so
but then you pick three other characters. And so in that three, you can mix and match their skills and abilities to work together. And like Hannah said, they're different. They don't really name the classes, but if you played any of these kind of games before, XCOM is a great example. I played a lot of XCOM on PS3 and it's pretty much XCOM with a Nintendo skin, rabid skin. But, you know, Mario, like Hannah said, is kind of your straightforward character. Luigi has a sniper rifle, so you want to get him up on a high perch. There is a perk that gives you more damage if you're higher above everyone else. So you get him up there, you can wipe people out quickly. Some other characters have things where they trigger abilities that make people move. So there's blocks that enemies hide behind. And like XCOM, if they're behind something, you might have a 0% chance of hitting that character. If you're off to the side and you might get a 50-50. A lot of times you want to try to move into position where you get 100. But you're also risking your character getting hit because it might be 100 for the enemy's turn. So you're kind of having to negotiate all of that. But like Hannah said, yeah, you don't have to really be super strategic focused. You can just go in and run and gun, and most of the time you're going to do well.
That's that's my strategy is,
yeah.
So, constant offensive, yeah. No strategy. Pick the players I like.
Yeah, and I just have to sit back, and there is not co-op together. So we should be clear on that. There is no co-op. You just pass the controller.
Yeah, when we say we play this together, meaning that I take a turn, then Ben takes a turn.
Yeah, and sometimes
it's fun.
You might be like, hey, help me out here. What should I do? I'm not sure. Or, hey, there's a guy right behind you. Probably kill him first.
Yeah, you can do versus as well. There is a versus mode where you can play against each other if you're not wanting to be on the same team. Right. And that is fun. The mechanics are a little bit different. Like, you don't get to do as many things in a round, which always really annoys me because I like having my move and my attack and my special ability all at once.
It does limit you.
But it's fun. It's fun to play with friends in that way where you're against each other. They make it a lot harder to me.
Yeah, they limit it so that you're not one person's overpowered. They kind of balance it out so that each person has an equal footing of winning. And then the margin is very slim, so you're kind of really fighting to stay in it. But we don't play that mode as much. We really have played mostly just the campaign.
It's more fun when I'm trying to kill enemies rather than trying to beat you.
That's what I enjoy more. It is. And there's a lot more variety of enemies, a lot more variety of things to see.
The boards are better, too.
Yeah, there are different kind of boards. Like in the second area, the desert area, there's a tornado that comes through and moves characters around. So sometimes you get tossed out in the middle, out in the open. Now you have no protection. That's our dog Maggie, by the way. You don't have any protection, and you're just gonna get shot a whole bunch. There's not a lot of healing opportunities. Like Hannah said, there's Peach.
Well, it depends
healing.
On who you pick, which I think is a good segue. Who's your favorite character? I get to go first. It's Rabbit Luigi. That is the best character.
My favorite character is a toss-up between Luigi and Rabbit Mario. But if I had to pick, it'd be Luigi.
Plain Luigi?
I think Plain Luigi is my favorite because, one...
Snore. No, I'm kidding.
The sniper rifle is really powerful. Two, he has a trigger ability that you can upgrade to 3 triggers. So enemies run around on their turn... He gets to shoot on their turn. So it's like you get to shoot on your turn and their turn, which is pretty cool.
No, yeah.
And he has ink ability, which ink is probably the most powerful. So we can talk about those too. But the ink ability stops them from shooting the next turn. So it puts a blob of ink over their eyes and now they can't see. And so they can't use their weapons the next turn, which I think is really powerful, especially when you don't have a whole lot of healing opportunities. You like Rabbit Luigi because
I like Rabbit Luigi because the vampire is that's how you win. That's how you win games. It's a way of healing.
Yeah,
like we were talking about. Peach is the main healing character, but characters that have whose weapons have the vampire ability can also heal themselves. So vampire is a special ability for I believe I can't remember who all has it. Is it Rabbit Mario, Rabbit Luigi, and there's maybe one or two
it varies.
Others.
Some characters' weapons it depends on the weapon you upgrade. So there is like a skill tree and there is a weapon system and you can pick different weapons. But I think Yoshi has it. Rabbit Luigi has it. I think Peach has it maybe or something.
But anyway, when you have the vampire mode on your character's weapon, when they shoot something, there's a varying percentage of time that you'll use your special effect. So Rabbit Luigi will shoot somebody, and if the vampire effect works on that turn, he gains maybe 50% of the damage that he just dealt back into himself. Like, he absorbs that and into health. Yeah. And I've won entire rounds facing like 6 or 7 enemies with only Rabid Luigi left in my party. And he wins because of his vampire ability. And
sometimes it can create almost like a sickness on the enemy so that they have little purple bubbles like flowing off them. Almost like, it's almost like poison in Pokemon. It like sticks on them for a while. And it doesn't cause them damage. What it does is if anybody hits them, they temporarily get the vamp off of them too. So it's kind of like it's dual thing. It's also, you can cause it, but it also can be stuck on a character. So other characters like Mario, who doesn't have the ability to unlock it, can use it too. The other thing we should mention is that not only can you shoot on a turn, but you can also run around, and every character has an upgradable skill tree for movement. And in that skill tree is the ability to hit characters and do damage. So Rabid Luigi is a dual threat in that he has vamp on his running ability too. So he can shoot somebody and steal some health off of them and do damage. And he also run around, hit somebody and steal health off them and do damage.
He's the best little baby.
He is arguably probably the best character. I would agree with you there. But on top of that, they have Honey, which sticks people in place. Ice, which is like Ink. It just means they can't use their special abilities, like the trigger.
Like shields and things.
And shields. Yeah, some of them have bubble shields that protect against certain types of damage. There's Burn, which makes chaos happen. Like, they get, if one enemy character touches another character with Burn, they start running around the map and start doing little tiny bits of damage. And then there's Bounce and Push, which kind of move them around the map. Like I said, if you're exposed outside of a block or something to hide behind, you might get more damaged. And then there's Stone, which we never use. I don't even really understand
that. I don't think I've ever had a...
Does it not Stone. Let you move? No, that's Honey.
No.
I don't know. Play the game and let us know. Yeah. Go in Discord and let me know, because I forgot. What's the other things? Dash Hit. Oh, so some of the weapons are pretty fun too, like the Robo Car that you can send out.
Peach's Robo Car and Luigi's too.
Yeah,
those are really nice. You can just like send them out, and they just do a large explosion far away from you, and it'll travel to enemies even when your normal gun weapons can't reach them. Even if they're behind blocks, they're not safe from.
And it has like a 2-stage, so like let's say they're 2 turns away from you, it will go out, park a certain distance from you, and then the next turn it'll reach that character. So it's kind of cool. Like, you can set that up for later. You can also use it as like a decoy because it has health.
And yeah, so and it'll draw attacks too.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. And then there's a hammer, which you can use like in really close range, does ton of damage. There's a rocket launcher that Rabid Luigi has, so that's nice if you get up high. We talked about the sniper. Shotgun is in close range. Those aren't as good. Close range is not great in this game because there's a lot of enemies, that big ones that like have a big hammer that slams down on you.
Oh yeah, I
you
never
don't want to be anywhere near.
I never use Mario's hammer hardly ever.
Yeah,
it's very
hard
tricky to get in a position where it works.
Right.
And sometimes it doesn't always like work around corners either. So you literally have to be right in front of them without protection.
Yeah. And there's the rubber ducky bomb, which
that's
is
fun.
Which is fun. It kind of has a bounce to it, and it's just a quicker way than the Robo Car sometimes to bomb people. And then other than that, that's kind of the basic game. So you're just going through Mario style, one level after another, and there are some collectibles that you can get. There's like an overworld that you're running around on. And then you'll see these gates that have blue flags on them. When you walk in the gate, that triggers a match. And then it just seamlessly, without a load screen, just loads, the camera pans around and it loads enemies for you, and the music starts and stuff. And it shows you like 1-3 or whatever you're on. So it is kind of got that Mario feel in that it's a big world and levels within a world, but then it has that Rabbids like exploration, I guess, is part of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I think it's pretty fun. The only problem is the menu system is not great.
Ugh.
So we forgot, like, when we started it up, like, let's go play some, replay some levels. And so we're running around these areas, and there's puzzles in these areas. And so you're like, I don't want to do this puzzle right now. I just want to go to a match. If you go to the washing machine at Peach's Castle in the very main plaza area, that actually allows you to do chapters and challenges. And we played for like
it's
an hour. And
then basically, I was like, oh, yeah. It's a menu that requires you to run around a lot, and you forget where you are, and you get lost, and the camera work is not excellent. And so you know where you want to get to. You just can't do it in that menu very easily at all. And so there's a lot of frustration, at least especially for me, trying to find, trying to find where the heck I'm going.
Yeah. But I don't think it's enough to say don't buy this game. Like, it ruined our experience.
Oh, no.
No, you can get past it quickly. Once you figure it out, you figure it out, and then you know what to do. But it's not intuitive by any means. And it's not like you can just press start and pull up the menu and go into a chapter. You have to, like, walk your character over to the washing machine, then press A on it. And now you get the menu, you know. I don't know how they why they chose that method, but they just did. And then the other thing quickly to touch on is the DLC that this game has. There's some costumes and weapons and stuff like that, and that's all great, but
you can get that stuff through Amiibo too, which we literally discovered yesterday.
Yeah, we did for the first time.
You're like, hey, I've used my Mario Amiibo and got an extra
and again, like,
weapon.
Because there's no menus, you have to walk up to these things. I never walked up to the Amiibo one. I just didn't think I would work, but I have a 30th anniversary 8-bit Mario that they came out with a few years ago, and that one counts as a Mario Amiibo, and so it unlocked it. But you can only use the four main Mario characters, the Mario, Peach, Luigi, and Yoshi. If you have those from Smash Amiibo, you can, it'll give you like a couple weapons.
Yeah, our Toad and our Wario Amiibos are useless, unfortunately.
Yeah, sadly. And Waluigi, don't forget about him.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a new popularity now. People were really thinking he was going to have like an E3 game announced, but it WarioWare.
Oh, my gosh. That would be terrible. Being, but
I don't know what that would be.
Waluigi's funny, but he's so creepy. So
maybe someday. I don't know. So the
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong DLC was the big thing I want to talk about. So there's an adventure mode with Donkey Kong, and it loads a whole new campaign, basically. No Mario characters are in it, none of that. It's Donkey Kong, and there's Rabid Cranky, which is hilarious.
Oh, he was funny. It's been a long time since you've played the Donkey Kong expansion more recently than I have, because it's been a long time, but Rabid Cranky is the funniest, cutest little old man, his little glasses, and he rolls around on Beepo. Yeah. Is it Beepo?
Yeah, Beepo, yeah.
The and little... like a little unicycle, and it's so funny.
Yeah, so it's like this little Roomba thing in the normal Mario mode, and that's what guides your line of characters as they run around. They all run single file, kind of like a snake.
It's cute.
And then the Donkey Kong one, he flips on his side, and he rolls like a wheel, and Cranky's like riding on top of it. Yeah, like you said. But what was I going to say? Some of his perks are hilarious. Like, one of them is... oh, what's it called? It's a stare ability. It's... oh, what was it called? I think I wrote it down. He has a bow. He has a barrel that he throws like a bomb. Oh, it's called the stink eye.
Oh, yeah.
And he like looks at the enemy like, what'd you say about me, youngin? Like, he's kind of this country bumpkin kind of guy. And so his stink eye triggers, and then he, like, fires at people and stuff. It's hilarious. And the other one he has is called Long Story. And so he just talks forever, and it makes the enemies fall asleep wherever they're sitting.
So good.
Yeah, it's pretty clever. But there's four worlds in that, and there's about four or five sub-worlds. So it's not as big as the main one, but it's pretty hefty for a DLC. I think it's, like, $15. But
the game originally was $60. Yeah, and it took us a long time to play through that.
Yeah, I say, you know, that DLC is probably a 30, almost $40 value DLC, and you only give her 15. Like, it's almost as much as a $60 game, really. It doesn't have a versus mode and all that other stuff, so maybe that's why they went so cheap. But yeah, it's well worth the price. Right now, they have $9. You get just the Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle. $14.99, you get the deluxe edition. That comes with the game, the Donkey Kong DLC, and some other DLC. So if you got $15 and you're really interested, oh, I really like that in the E3 showcase, what's that game? Pick this one up, because $15 is not a lot to ask, and you get a lot of game here. Yeah. And there's a lot to like. I think it's, if you're a fan of the Mario series, it's fun. If you're a fan of the Rabbids series, it's fun.
If you love Nintendo as much as we love Nintendo.
Yeah, it's just a clever, different take on the Mario universe. It's not Mario Kart, Mario Golf. It's not anything like any of those. It's totally different. And yeah, it's a pick it up for sure. It's one of our favorites.
100%.
Yeah. So that does it for this episode. If you, like I said, if you want to hit us up in Discord and let us know what you're playing, maybe we can give that game a try. Maybe we haven't even heard about it.
Yeah, if you just want to talk about Nintendo with us.
Yeah. I think we're going to do more of these. Hannah and Ben love Nintendo.
I think we're going to make it a series. Just Hannah and Ben love Nintendo.
So, you know, whenever we decide to do it next, I don't know. I don't think we're going to make a official schedule, but we'll be back next Friday. Alex,
whenever
and I,
Alex
and
moves again, I'll be back.
Sooner than that, I'm sure. I love Nintendo. Did you see all the announcements? There's so many games coming out. So we'll be back next Friday, and you can tune in then.
Bye.